Alessandra Echeverri, owner of Typekeys Industries, is busy printing a series of postcards. She owns this design and print studio in Washington, D.C. Here, every item is done with antique press machines.
So, this is a paper cutter, specifically made for stacks of paper, called a guillotine. So, like the same, it's like chopping it. It comes down the same way.
The preparation stage takes more time than the printing. Here's how it works. A postcard design is first burned into photographic paper. Then it is transferred onto cards. Echeverri carefully places it under the press so that the design appears correctly and precisely on the postcard.
There's no really fancy way to do this. You just get better and faster at guessing where it's going to be.
With just a handful of paints, Echeverri creates thousands of hues. She mixes paint on the press machine rollers and only after that starts printing. Echeverri learned the basics about these old machines at university, but it took years of practice to get really good at it. Sometimes, if the machines break, she fixes them herself.
But they're all pretty basic mechanical things. There's no computer thinking inside this machine, so something that breaks is a physical thing. So you can usually figure out how to make another one.
Echeverri has been printmaking for over a decade and has mastered a job traditionally held by men.
But when I've talked to people, when I've gone to city offices or had meetings, sometimes people just probably don't think I actually run this business or know what I'm talking about or actually run the machinery that's in this business. They'll walk into the studio and see me working and still not believe that I know what is happening here.
Echeverri says one reason her business is so successful is that people like things that are handmade. And in this computerized age of online shopping, she adds customers really enjoy buying quality goods and products from someone they can meet face to face. For Yulia Ermolenko in Washington, Anna Rice, VOA News.